Blog Talk Radio.
UA Radio Show. Bring you 2 hours of new unsigned alternative music. Heavy Blinkers then, featured artist of the week. So then, the Heavy Blinkers, if you want to follow them on Facebook, facebook.com/TheHeavy-Blinkers. They are are an orchestral pop band from Halifax, Nova Scotia. And check them out. They like the High Llamas, Randy Newman, Harry Nielsen, Elton John, Billy Joel, Beach Boys, Queen, Burt Bacharach, and many more. Let's do next week's Artist of the Week then. Gonna play six tracks from these guys. 1957 Tailfin Fiasco. Here's a teaser called Cold Cut.
I recall when this was all Draper's Field, and I can't be the only one. For the eye cast a shadow on the greenest window, and the sun faded far from its glorious window. I recall when this was all Draper's Field, and it was so much better then. Tall masses and white, remember the Jews, or were they never part of the scene? Now they need the smoke for their hearts in their hope, to serve gentrification and this part in their growth. Now I recall when this was all dream of steel, and it was so much better then.
There you go, then they're going to be playing on next week's show. They are a mix of 70s East Coast strut, post-punk, British pop, and West Coast Americana. They're called the 1957 Tailfin Fiasco, all the way from Essex. If you like it cold cut, then America was gearing up for the 60s. Little Richard squeezed his way to the top with Lucille, and Elvis had 9 hits in a row. Jack Kerouac pressed his immortal novice on the road, inspiring Americans to seek the promised land. And Harley Earl designed the most automobile the world has ever seen. The year was 1957, but 1960 the Tailfin was all but extinct. It'd be the 1957 Tailfin Fiasco is where they got the name from. So, on next week's show then, Andrew Gerrard on the Masterpieces in the second hour of the show. And also as well, going to play you six tracks from the 1957 Tailfin Fiasco. How are we all going to squeeze it in? I don't know. Trust me, be alright. That was called Cold Cuts, facebook.com/the1957 Tailfin Fiasco. or the 1957 tail-spinfiasco.com is their website. Let's do the last one then for our first, middle, and last one. Final track then, how it's supposed to be, Wayne Oliveretti. And final track from Wayne Oliveretti, How It's Supposed to Be. So a big thank you to all the artists played on the show today, and also a big thank you to them for sending the music to me to play to you so you can enjoy it. Like a big kind of happy bumble. Also, thanks to all the radio stations as well, week in, week out, playing the show. Big thanks to you. If you want to get in touch with me, 7 days' time, we're going to do it all over again for you, but you can email me anytime, nuashow@gmail.com. Also, check out the Facebook page, facebook.com/groups/ the NUA Radio Show. You can also tweet me, I am at NUA Radio Show. And if you didn't get all of those details, simply make a note of nuashow.co.uk. We have got one last thing to do, which is our rewind track. We take one track during the whole show. And in case you missed it, we can play it all over again for you. This week, then, played it in hour number one.
I just got actually to the mic.
Oh, no worries. I'm making me a cup of coffee so I can like re-wake up.
Oh. Yeah, I don't know if this NUA show. I'm not sure if I'm going to keep that on air or not.
What's that?
That's a show that's on now.
Oh. You getting a lot of listeners or not really?
Yeah, there's listeners, but I don't know. I don't know. I just don't think it's doing the station any good.
Oh.
You have anybody calling in or what do you want to talk about?
No, I don't have anybody in particular calling in. I know that Rudy did a pretty good job today trying to get it out. But I thought maybe we could open the floor for questions about the music industry. And they can call in and ask. We might be able to answer them.
Okay.
You know, I think the cuff is good.
You probably can explain it more in the artist area because I'm not real familiar with, you know, getting the records made. And I mean, I know how they're made or years ago, but I'm not sure what all you have to go through to actually get there.
Well, from the songwriting to the studio, I mean, and I do a lot of my own studio work now, but there's really... The most important part of that process is to make a good record that has good quality.
UA Radio Show with Jay Adkins.
Hello, it's Jay Adkins here, presenter of the award-winning NUA Radio Show.
I like his accent.
It what?
I like his accent.
Oh.
He's a very old chap.
Yeah, I don't know. I'll probably have to. I'll have to see. I know the. What's that show called? I do it every Monday through Friday. Independent music. IMP.
Yeah.
I know that one's pretty popular. Not too much the country, but I know the blues and the mania get pretty good ratings.
The blues, yeah. My favorite guy is Stevie Ray Vaughan.
Oh, yeah.
Never got a chance to see him while he was still here with us, you know. I always regret that. To me, I think he's probably the second most phenomenal guitar player, or was, next to Jimi Hendrix.
Holy moly, what did I just do? Thank you very much, then.
I will speak to you in 7 days' time. Have a great week. Next week, then, the masterpiece is Andrew Gerard, an also featured artist of 19...
has added a whole bunch of liners.
Ed might join us, so he's been... I think he shared the post.
Who does?
Ed, I think his name is Ed Service, right?
Oh, yeah.
He was
chatting
with us today on Facebook Messenger.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's a character. Him and I like to start a lot of stuff on the station.
Well, that's good sometimes, you know.
Oh, we have fun. We always pick on Gary. Gary's actually, tomorrow night, we're going to try to see if we can do one of his sets tomorrow night. He's actually playing live tomorrow in the festival, and then at 8 o'clock he's playing at a bar up in Illinois, so he's going to be pretty beat, but we're going to try to get a 45-minute show of his on the station tomorrow.
That would be cool. So he's going to be in Illinois at what fest?
Yeah, he's in Illinois now. Every year he goes up there and they have him play in the festivals up there.
Mm-hmm. That's cool.
So that's where he'll be. Okay, we have a little more than a minute.
Okay.
I'll let everybody know the phone lines are open.
Yeah, you could ask me a question, you know. I mean, I'm sure there's many different directions we could go in the industry, in the business. So I think sometimes it's better to be spontaneous, you know.
Mm-hmm. Boy, again, where people are actually listening and staying on.
That's really cool. That's the place to be. What did we have, like, 5 callers plus you last night? That was pretty cool.
Yeah. Hopefully we'll get more tonight. Okay, we'll be on in just a second.
Program is the property of KCEG Radio.
I got like 4 song requests I'm going to try to play tonight, too.
Yeah, please do.
And now, coming to you live from Studio A in beautiful downtown North Dakota, ladies and gentlemen, for your listening pleasure, it's the Mike Leonard Show.
Boy, it's hot in here tonight. Thank you, girls. Tonight's topic is nothing. We actually have Diane Mink right now online. How are you doing, Diane?
I'm doing well. How are you doing, Mike? Glad to be back.
I'm doing great. Yeah, I'm looking like probably you're going to be on every day now, huh?
No. Every so often, I'm calling it dipping my toes in the pool.
Oh, nice.
I think it would be cool kind of to open the floor tonight.
Go ahead.
You know, what do you think? Open the floor. I'd love to see. We had a great call in last night when I called in. Be kind of nice to open the floor to questions, you know, people, or, you know, artists might have about the industry. We might be able to help them and answer them. It might start, you know, start a fire. Who knows?
Oh, that would be cool. I don't really understand what the artists have to go through. I guess the big thing for me is I kind of look how do I get the artist to really want to get interactive and really get their name pushed out there? I don't know. Maybe you can help me. And if somebody else knows, call us 646-668-2389. Lines are open.
Well, you know, that it starts with distribution. Years past, you know, I learned from some older artists, probably names that you would recognize, how important distribution was to that artist. And I think there's one topic that probably not a lot of artists know about, but in order to be able to get international distribution, you, at least in days of yore, needed to be affiliated with a general licensor. And a general licensor, I mean, Universal, I still believe, is one of, like, maybe six, can get your product in any country, any place in the world. They have the licensure, they have the doors, they have the contacts. So that's, I think, an unfamiliar term to the layman, to the industry, to the down at the ground level, the artist, is a general licensorship is really important, especially for a major label artist. So,
you know, that's I guess,
yeah.
You know, the dream I have is that we actually get some artists on the station that actually does get big. You know, that's kind of our dream.
It's a good dream to have, for sure. It's nice to see other people succeed. It's a tough business, as you well know, and there's so many. The Internet, that was an interesting topic that I came up with in another interview, is that the Internet is both a great thing, but it's also a nemesis when it comes to it's such a vast ocean of where do I start, you know, how do I begin? Because you could get lost that much easier now that it's like the information world, you know, where I think we're over informationed, if you will. So it is hard to get an artist for them to know where to begin to promote themselves. And I mentioned the other when you interviewed me, just because you're on the Internet doesn't mean everybody sees you.
Right.
Not all countries share links back and forth. So
what do you think
it's
about
really
sharing?
A nemesis. It's really hard to figure where do I begin.
Well, what do you think about sharing? Do you think that's pretty important, like sharing and retweeting?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I saw that that you had put up on Twitter, and you know, and I've come up with another saying. I'm sure you've seen is that like is really nice, but when you share and you retweet, you really expand your audience. You think, you know, if one person tells two, and two tell four, four tells eight, you know, it spreads. But if all you do is go, oh, I like that, that's nice, you know, that's where it stops. That's right where it stops.
I know for me on the station with everything that goes on, if I see, like, something that just says like, I kind of miss it, you know, or I skip it. And especially, like,
yeah.
Tweets, you know, if somebody likes a tweet, I pretty much, I won't retweet unless it's an actual, like, direct one to us, or if somebody retweets. And I guess I see you're on Instagram too, right?
I am. That's a new adventure for me. That's something that Jacqueline Jack's turned me on to. And I'm starting to see the community grow. You know, I think it's important that you stick with your brand, know what you're going to do with the page. So, yeah, I'm on Instagram. The problem with Instagram, and I guess it's just the nature of the beast, is that there's no clickable links inside of, you can't like put your radio station URL and then follow it back to your station. But what you can do is you can use hashtags, and you can create hashtags too. It takes time that associate with your brand. You know, I started with things that hashtags that are already out there that are popular, that are close to what I'm doing, and then create a few hashtags that are specifically for me. And the more you use them, that if somebody clicks those hashtags, like have my name, my first name, D-I-A-N-N-E, now actually if you click that hashtag, it will take you to my Facebook page or other pages, list other pages where you can find me. So that's how people connect. The other thing you can do is on your bio on Instagram is you can put your website. And that link, only that link is clickable. So you
okay.
could do in the post, you could send them to your bio.
See, I've had a lot of people tell me that I should try the Instagram, but I really don't know if I have time to do all that. Is that, I mean, am I better off just with Facebook?
It is very time-consuming. All of them are time-consuming. It's very easy for me to find myself replacing writing a song and with tweeting, you know. So I think all the social – there's almost too many social networks. But it seems to be where the younger kids are at right now. And even the adults, you know. people, you know, you see these cartoons of, you know, kids walking around with their phones, you know, or sitting out
yeah.
and going out to dinner and they're staring at their phones, you know. It's important to have balance in our life.
If anybody wants to call in, the line is open, 646-668-2389. Oh, sorry about that, Diane. And tonight's
hey,
show
worry.
Is sponsored by Sarad.
No worries. I wanted to, you know, I'll throw out there, I don't know that how much it would be of value to anybody, but if you're listening in and if you call in and you're the first one in, I will give you one of my CDs signed. Just going to need to get your name and address. So that's like a little bait. If you want to call in, Lemonade Freshly Squeezed is my new CD.
Okay, just call 64. Oh, go ahead.
No, I just thought I'd, you know, see if I can get somebody to call in. Maybe Ed is out there and he wouldn't mind calling in.
Oh, yeah, Ed's probably listening to Gary now.
Probably. Well, I was thinking about... you know, distribution is actually maybe we'll stay on that for just a little bit.
Okay, we got a call.
All right.
Hi, Diane. This is Mike. I'm on my other line. Do I get a CD?
Just kidding, Diane. I did call it.
Did
I'm
really?
On my cell phone now.
Oh, shoot. Okay, yeah, you can have a CD.
No, I'm just kidding. See how easy, I'm just letting people know how easy it is. I actually could call it.
Oh, yeah, it works really well.
No, I don't know if Ed will call. He always says it's a lot of echoing.
Hey, I'll do a shout-out to Dusty Davis. I know she's listening. And a shout-out to Rodolfo Lori, He's my marketing guru. Bless his heart, he has navigates the social network. when I'm not able to.
What do you think about the station, the changes?
Oh, you know what? One of the things I like to do, especially with the independent stations such as yours, is I'll often be catching up on, because I revisit my business plan, I update my websites and stuff. But like the other night, I was listening to KCEG, and I really like the energy, the blend. Is very nice, and you ever been in a car and you're listening to the radio and you want to change the station, like,
yeah.
And it's kind of like a channel flipper, because you don't like what you hear. Well, I will tell you that I didn't feel like I needed to change the station at all, because it was very enjoyable.
Oh, good. And if anybody else enjoys it or don't enjoy it, give us a call. I mean, we want the feedback tonight, right, Diane?
Absolutely. I mean, the lines are open. I would love to get a question. Is there any artists out there that are listening in tonight that you might have a question about the industry, the real deal, you know, how to promote yourself? Should I be affiliated with a pro? What about a major deal? Any subject that comes to your mind that you would like to ask a question about. I have some experience in this realm, both good and bad. Happy to help you and guide you along your way.
You know, I have a question, and this has been kind of hitting me for the last probably 8-9 years. Is it? I mean, I see it on our station now that people are actually saying, hey, I like this guy or I like that gal, you know. But it's taken a long time, and I've had a hard time, you know, trying to let other artists know that, hey, if you like this artist, and it's coming through now. Why do you think that artists have such a hard time a lot of times to like somebody on the station? I don't know if it's like they're afraid somebody's going to like the other person better, or you know.
Oh, you mean, let me rephrase this so I can understand the question. Is supporting one another, right? You know?
Correct.
Uplift each other.
I've seen that a lot.
I don't know. I've always scratched my head about that, you know. I have a friend over in Germany, Jetta Gabriel. She spends a lot of hours promoting independent artists. She actually goes to the extent of creating artwork and videos, which she's done with me, to go along and sync with our music. And it's a collaboration of sorts. But, you know, and it's that group of artists seems to be very good about sharing each other's music. I think it's important, and the saying that she has I love is, together we are fantastic. And that's true, you know. I don't have a problem if I'm in a group of artists, if somebody is succeeding. You know, I don't know what's better or more, but if they're succeeding, I look at it like this. If one indie succeeds, then we all succeed.
Right.
The other aspect is you really wouldn't want a world full of just my music only, right? You know,
right.
Neither would I. I like variety. If you open my CD cabinet, you'll see, you'll probably be blown away what type of music I like, but I have a lot of independent artists, and I have also major label artists, but from every genre. I think it's important that we support one another. I mean, it's extremely important. You know, we have the same problem, Mike, in everything else in our world, supporting each other. You know,
I
don't... I don't like to get into politics. I really don't, but I see so many people hurt one another with words. Life is too short. Spend it doing
right.
that.
We got one more caller.
Awesome.
That sounds like Ed.
No, it's not Ed. It's Rodolfo. How are you, Mike?
Oh, hi. Are you on a speakerphone or?
Yeah, I can take it off. Hold on. So,
okay. Yeah.
Can you hear me okay?
I don't know if you're. Oh, yeah.
Okay, I take back my offer.
I was watching. No, I don't want a CD, Diane.
That's okay.
I have the original. Why would I
yeah.
want a CD? I was watching the crawl, the chat, and somebody named Ed Service said, hey, Mike, could you ask Diane if she knows anything about taxi.com? I don't know
oh.
if you guys covered that already.
No, we haven't. I'm not familiar. I've heard of it, but I've never.
He says to if you could ask her about it before he joins.
Oh, okay. Well, I've got.
And before I go, I wanted to give a shout out to Diane and to Mike for you guys doing an amazing job. And last week's show was amazing with Stu Wright and Larry Weir. And with that,
oh, thank you.
Have a good night, and I'm off the air.
All right. Thank you.
Nice to you.
All right. Bye-bye.
Oh, wow. Taxi.
Yeah, I've had a couple emails from them. I am not sure. They're for the artists, though, aren't they?
They claim to for placement and stuff, and I say claim. I can tell you on good authority from somebody that I highly look up to that calls them a scam. They are dirty. Dirty business, but that's what I've been told. I've never done any business with them. Probably would never do so because of the warnings I've gotten. I'll leave it at that.
Yeah. I haven't heard nothing good about them either. I've heard a lot about SoundCloud, you know, with around the BMI and ASCAP stuff.
Yeah. Well,
and
you know, you
I guess
have
I'm
to be
not
careful. Have to be careful what you get yourself involved with and read the fine print because a lot of these services don't really pay that much. You know, I know Spotify is the next biggest thing. It is, you know, they're building quite an audience, but your return, I mean, don't quit your job, you know. Even if you get millions of spins, you're like 0.000, you know, one one-hundredths of a cent per play. You know, I haven't seen the newest contract, but, you know, always read the fine print. I have a friend of mine, and she's an artist. She's a singer-songwriter. And I've done this a couple times. I try not to offer my services too many times because sometimes it's kicked me in the you know what. But they they asked me to review. They had got one of these services, kind of like Taxi. And they had sent her, hey, you know, we like your song. We want you to sign an agreement, right? And she said, would you mind looking at this? And I was going through it, and I was like, oh, my goodness, you know. It's basically one of those contracts that we own this song forever until the end of time, and our territory is the whole universe. I went through it, and I marked it up because I did go to college. I do have a degree in business administration and primarily focusing on contract law. And I know enough to be dangerous. and I marked it up and sent it back, and her eyes were like so opened, you know, because that's where the artist really gets stung is, oh, wow, I signed. But what did you sign? You know what I mean? What did you really agree to?
You know,
I work with another composer overseas in Brazil some time ago. We were working on a movie script and that I had written, and he had some material. He had a phenomenal composer. I mean, just maybe another Beethoven or a Bach, you know, just extremely smart. But when I delved into wanting to go ahead and get things secured and copywritten for the project, I found out that he had signed like a dozen or so agreements. And from reading those agreements, basically had tied himself up for the duration of his life. And he did not read the contract. So I
Nobody
flushed
did.
The project down the toilet. The movie script and everything.
Go ahead.
I would just say one thing you do want to do is make sure that you are unencumbered. And by that I mean make sure that, you know, you maintain your full rights as the songwriter, and even as the publisher, you know, hold on to what is yours. Don't give it away. And the publishing agreements and the distribution agreements that I have overseas amount to no more than 3 or 4 pages that are very simply written, in binding still, but where I actually maintain the rights to my songs, and they get a portion if they market it and it gets sold and used. They own nothing. And it's only for the duration of the contract.
Period. Okay. Let's see. I'm going to have to play a song.
No, go ahead. I don't want to bore anybody with all that.
Well, no, I got some requests that I'm going to try to get out to tonight. Let's see. But, you know, I was going to ask you before we go into a song, and the lines are open. If anybody wants to call, we can talk even when the song's playing. But what do you know about M1M?
Number One Music. You know what? I really don't know very much about them. They're a fairly new entity, and they obviously want to sell their package. You can do a free account, which I have one, but you can have no more than 3 songs. So, and your social capabilities of communicating back and forth are limited. And watch out for, they do have profiles on there where they'll come around and tell you everything you want to hear, basically to try to make sure that you add more songs and upgrade your package. So.
Okay. Is it good, though? Because I know a few artists that are actually, I've heard some that just hate it and think it's a big scam, but then I have talked to others lately that actually are saying that it's worth it, and as long as you share their music, the others.
Yeah, I mean, I do some of that. You know, like I said, time is a problem with all the other things going on, Twitter, Facebook, and whatnot. I only use it as a place to park. It has brought in fans, and what I always do is I redirect them to, if they want to hear more stuff, then I send them to other pages of mine. So it's a good place to be, as far as I found some new fans out of different states, Texas and Florida, and so I think it's not bad to have a profile up there. I don't know that I will ever purchase a package.
Okay, I'm going to play. I've had a 3-week quest for Jennifer Milot, and 2 of them are, let's see, Somebody Else's Moon, so I'm going to play that one for you next, okay? Do you mind? Diane?
Go for it. I love her.
Okay, everybody seems to. Okay, we're going to play Jennifer Milot, and callers are welcome to call in. Our listeners are 646-668-2389. Okay, sorry about that.
Hey, no worries. I thought maybe since we're not any nibbles tonight, huh?
No. I don't know.
It's Friday night.
Joe's not. Fridays are usually kind of a slow night.
What I thought I might do, or we're not on, right?
No.
Okay. What I thought I might do is bring up how I got my distribution deals overseas. Talk about a little bit how that happened.
Okay, yeah. Boy, that Jennifer Milot, she is hot on this station. People just love her. But then her mom said that she wants one of her songs pulled because she noticed some flaws in her vocals on one song, and so.
Oh. She's,
I think she's number one this week still, isn't she? Oh, no, Brad Grace.
I thought I saw her as number one.
Yeah, I'm surprised Joe Pops isn't on.
Oh, he was on last night.
Yes. I was surprised Mark. Oh, wait, we got another caller?
Cool.
I don't know.
I couldn't call. Are you there?
Oh, Ed.
Yes.
Yeah, what was going on? It looked like you were on headphones.
On headphones? No.
Well, I
don't
know.
I don't have
any blog talk. It. Okay. You gonna chat with us for a little bit?
Oh yeah. Well, I caught that. I caught that with about the taxi.com. I appreciate that. It was kind of like a too good to be true thing, you know. And I'm looking at this. I'm saying, well. And they're based out of California. They don't have any Nashville offices or New York offices. And
be careful. There's a few of those services out there that claim to do placement, but they don't do really anything. But the contracts that come through look really bad.
Yeah. I'm pretty up on the contract stuff, but. I've been looking at, you know, and it's pretty neat what they do is sending the samples and everything, you know, into my email, what they're looking for a particular person. And I'm having a hard time with it because, I don't know how, I don't know how to say it. I'm not genre specific. I don't know how to classify what I do, you know. It's all over the place. So
I'm in the same bucket, Ed. I'm all over the place. Yeah.
We're both trans genres. I don't know, you know, like the country stuff but what I hear that they send is not really country stuff. I don't know what to call it, you know. A lot of it, and you know, I got a lot of stuff that's like crossover and whatnot. So
that's good.
I don't know what it's good if you have somebody that's open to originality. You know, that I wonder sometimes when they, I think that they just go with trends. You know. I think they go with that a lot, you know, a lot of these places, and I think they have their catalog stuffed with a bunch of stuff that they can't get rid of, and it's pretty tough. I'm gonna take another shot at it, but oh boy. But That's just on the writing end. I'm not interested in the other stuff, so.
Yeah, I was going to talk a little bit about how I got my distribution deals. One of the things
hey, that's Jennifer Malott with Somebody Else's Moon by request, two requests last or this afternoon for that. So, hey, we got right now on the phone Diane Mink and Ed Service.
Hello, hello. Ed, thanks for joining us.
Hello. Thanks for letting me in again after last night. So,
would you like to be the proud owner of one of my CDs?
Part owner? Oh, who's got the other half?
No, a proud owner.
Oh, yes, a proud owner. Okay, I thought I was going to divide
you
it up
give
with Mike.
You know, when you get a chance, send Mike your address and stuff, and I'll get it off and away to you. I'll sign it if you'd like.
That'd be great, Diane. I'd love to have it, you know.
Awesome.
Oh. Ed, watch that. You know how
to listen.
Listen to who?
I forget what else. I won't have to listen to Gary's CD that I want anymore.
Watch it go when...
I wore it out.
Yeah, he's...
Yeah.
He was supposed to have his new CD was supposed to be out in June. Now he's talking August. I bet by the time that old fart after tomorrow, he's going to be... It's going to be too pooped out to, you know, he's got to do two live shows tomorrow night, one in 3:30 and one.
I was going to call in earlier, and my phone was off, and I turned it on, and all of a sudden all these messages, voicemails come up, and geez, half of them were from Gary, and you want me to send them some money.
Oh, I know, he's been doing that to me too. He says, "Just get your wallet out and open it."
You know? Yeah, I know. Man. Yeah, geez,
Ed, would you ask your question on the air about that company?
About what?
About the company you asked the question about on the chat board.
Taxi.com.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I had that's right. The listeners didn't get to hear that. I was asking Diane about a company that actually I came across it from BMI's site that kind of had a recommendation for this taxi.com. And I didn't subscribe to it, you know, which costs like $300 a year for a membership. But I did give them the information, and they send me email packages with who's looking for what, and it kind of looks pretty neat. But usually, when things look too good to be true, they are. So that was basically I wanted to. Maybe you can share what you know about it.
Hey Ed.
Yeah.
$300 a year, I'll send you who's looking for what too.
Yeah. Hey, I'll do it
I bet
too.
You would, Mike.
What, hey, I'll do it for
well,
two,
you know,
$280.
$299.99.
Oh.
You
You've
know,
been watching the Shark Tank too much.
So the answer to the question is I've never dealt with them before.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
One of my very important mentors told me to stay away from them all, as much as I could, because they are they'll take your money and most of the times the deals that'll come through will have bad contracts. I haven't seen a good one yet.
What I was seeing that they were sending is a specific rate that they were going to play. Pay for like if it was in a movie, you know, like they give you whatever number, and you maintain the rights to everything. Which, I wouldn't sell. I'll let the rights go to anything to anybody. So, not for a lifetime anyway. You know, if it's a short term thing, that's one thing. But Yeah.
Everybody's looking for Sink Rights. I mean, a way to get into Sink Rights, you know. What I was going to mention is give a little bit of the path that I took to go and get the distribution contracts I have, like with Warner Chappell, and I have 7 other contracts for the UK, for all of Asia. I was going to maybe share with you. I always love to share knowledge. I think it's important, and that's kind of goes along the subject you had, Mike, was, you know, supporting each other, right, in the business. If it works better for somebody else, you know what, that's great. You know, I like doing a good thing. I like making people smile. I like making people happy and find their dream. But the way I got my contracts was there was a gentleman by the name of Jan Cooper, and he followed me and stalked me, I guess in a good way, on LinkedIn for a while. You know, he checked me out and noticed that I was charting, you know, success after success, and finally he sent me a message. And it could have been a scam too, you know, but because there's more of those out there than there's real people. But he sent me a message saying, "Hey, I'd love to you to consider allowing me to take your and represent you at Meetum in France this coming year." And so here's the links, and here's my bio, and you know. We did a bunch of exchanges back and forth for a while. Now, Jan Cooper is out of Vancouver, Canada. He's by trade in the music industry. He's a vocal instructor. He also did a lot of work with a lot of major artists, you know, before an artist goes out on stage, like Whitney Houston. You know, they do warm-up vocals so they don't ruin their voice, right? And he kind of did some of that. And the industry was really, really good to him because it was back in the day when the music business was thriving. So he lives in a very, very nice multi-million-dollar house with a wife that's an entertainment attorney. His daughter is also one as well. But, you know, as much as he's earned, he is such a sweetheart. He's an amazing guy. So anyways, he took my stuff over to meet him. Now, I will say it cost me to have him represent me. You know, and like I mentioned the other evening, is that when you record an album, you need to sit down and put a business plan together. What are you going to do with that drink coaster after you get it produced? You know, or the digital tracks when you upload them. What are you going to do with it? How are you going to market it? You got to have a budget. You know, it's not free. That's where a lot of artists really, really go wrong, is they don't have a plan. And marketing costs money. Distribution is not free. So I always say you could either spend your money with a guy that's going to run down the road, he's laughing all the way, saying, "I'm not going to give you anything for what you paid me," or you can hire somebody that's really going to do something with it. Well, Jan is one of those "I'm going to do something with it" kind of people. So I paid him to represent me. When I added up the cost of flying over to France and getting a hotel and paying for my food and, oh, I got to have my passport in order, it was far less for me to pay him than for me to go. And number two, actually more importantly, number one, is they wouldn't let me in the conference to save my life, okay? And no artist get inside the conference. It's all industry people. And primarily everybody from overseas. Really, the U.S. does not have a presence there by any stretch of the imagination. And when I talk about international versus U.S., okay, the grass is not always greener on the other side. It's just different, okay? They look at the U.S. not necessarily in a good light. The U.S. is not welcome there as we would like to think. But anyways, I would be glad to introduce any serious artist to this gentleman and put you on the right path to get yourself to meet him, because at Meet Him is all the big players, the big guys that get the stuff into the mobile network. You know, they can hear your song. They'll be playing it in elevators and restaurants over in China. You get into a pool where you're able to do sync licensing to the max, you know, movies, commercials, and touring possibly, if that's where you want to go, but for distribution. What's nice is my whole catalog is submitted. So I have all of my songs, my whole catalog, in one place. Not this, I gave the rights to this song to that and company, and I gave the rights, you know, like Taxi, you know, and then trying to manage who you gave what rights to and then not have a breach of contract. What a nightmare, you know. Does that make sense? The nice thing about now that I have Warner Chappell, if anybody was to come on board with Jan, they also, basically, the road's already been paved for you to also be on Warner Chappell. I kid you not.
This is more for the artist, right, Diane? Because, you know,
singer-songwriter.
Yeah, as far as being an artist, I can consider myself too old, too fat, and too ugly to be an artist, you know, to go out and perform. So
you don't have to do that, actually. With this contract, basically, it's not a record contract. It's a distribution contract. I actually got a chance to meet one of the guys from Stained. He actually went out solo, and he actually is doing this type of distribution, and he never stepped foot overseas. And I saw a canceled check for over $30,000 from him for distribution overseas. And he's like, Diane, really, it's the place to if you want to get overseas, this is the way to go. So he has a distribution contract overseas as well, multiple ones. And he doesn't tour over there. So it's not limited to just an artist, singer, you know, songwriter.
You know what? If anybody wants to call in, 646-668-2389. Tonight's show is sponsored by Sarat. It looks like Jennifer Malott's actually listening to the show. Why don't you give us a call, Jennifer? Give us a call right now, 646-668-2389. Okay, go ahead.
Well, hey, Jennifer. Thanks for listening, and I really love your music, by the way. I know that she was working with Jacqueline Jacks as well. That's where I discovered her from. What were you going to say, Ed?
What was I going to say? I think that about does it. You know, I just appreciate all the information given, and for me and everybody else, and even Mike. I tried to ask him, but he didn't know nothing. You know.
Well, if I lied, you'd probably be one of those guys that.
I think it's important that we help each other out, Ed. I mean, you might know something that might help me, you know?
Yeah, I don't know what it would be. Well, you can go to Branson.
I wrote that down.
Well, I'll tell you, that's a pretty good gig, you know? There, those guys, they don't have to hit the road or anything. It all comes to them, you know, to their theaters, you know? And man, and when in the fall is when the Canadians start coming to it. and busload after busload after busload, and they just pack those places, you know. And, you know, there's I don't know how it is to get going in that there, but that's basically it's country music,
so
you know.
Do you have a contact? Or is there more than one place to play? You got my ear.
Oh, there's a musicians union. I know that. I have a real good friend, but you know, when everybody went cellular, I moved, and I don't have his number. He's a fiddle player. He was like state champion from Minnesota way back, and he's very sought after, and he's always, you know, he's like with Jim Stafford sometimes, and Pam Tillis came in. She was great, you know. She's a real
fun. We got another caller.
Oh, cool.
Who do we have online?
Hey, Mike and Diane. It's Lynn Mallott.
Well, hi, Lynn.
Well,
how
hey.
Are you doing?
I'm good. Jennifer's driving on her way home, so she probably can't call.
Oh,
she's on her way home from work.
She's young enough.
She was cleaning a minute ago. if not, if she wants to keep her car and her insurance. But yeah, she just texted me and she said, I'm on my way, because she was sitting at work waiting for them to let her go. So she's about 20 minutes away. So I just wanted to call and tell you she's not ignoring you. She's just on her way home.
Well, thank you for calling in,
Lynn. Tonight.
Very nice
yeah,
to meet.
Great information tonight. You too. I love your music.
I can't believe what Jennifer has accomplished as young as she is. Holy smokes,
uh-huh.
That's a lot. That really is.
Oh, thanks.
Think so.
Well, she's
really
so new to all
problem.
Of this. I appreciate that.
She's
just been doing
a lot of people. Yeah, it's been here forever.
Aw.
Hey,
well,
Lynn, do you have any questions at all since we got you on the phone?
Oh, I have so many questions. We are so new to all of this. She's only been doing this since February. And, I probably need, like, a education on everything.
Well, you know what? I'll extend my hand to you, Lynn. If you want to tag me on Facebook, please do. I'd love to be a resource if you ever have any questions.
That would be great. Thank you. I appreciate that, because we literally are so green to all of this. It's really interesting to listen to Mike's show every night and learn from it, because nobody else is doing anything like this, so it's really nice.
Oh, none of the other indie stations do that?
Mm-mm. Not that I'm aware of.
Oh, really? I guess we're
original, I haven't
huh?
heard anybody. I think you are. But, yeah, it's been really great information. Are you laughing? It's been great information
you,
for us.
Hey,
Lynn,
just wanted to ask you a question.
Sure.
What was your? Did you have a good experience with Jacqueline? Did you feel what she's doing is good, helping you out?
Our experience with her was great. Jennifer really enjoyed her interview. They've really been promoting her a lot. There was a small cost involved, obviously, but I think it has brought a lot of fans to Jennifer that she didn't have before, and you know, they're continuing to tweet about her and different things, which has been really great.
I
so
think she has a good service, you know. That, you're right. I mean, but we all have bills to pay just like her, you know. And
mm-hmm.
I don't know if you heard what I said. I mean, you can either spend the money with somebody that's not going to do anything, that's going to basically be a thief, or you can spend it promotion with somebody that's actually going to do something. My experience with Jacqueline thus far is that she really does something with it. And then she goes.
Yeah, she's actually been great. Mm-hmm. And she's kept in touch on email, and, you know, she sent Jennifer little hints about different things, and it's just been really a good experience for us, at least.
Oh, I bet that hint was to stay away from KCG, huh?
Yeah.
No. We've actually been referring people to you.
I know. I've been tweeting and tweeting and tweeting and tweeting. Thank you.
Hey, isn't that what she's supposed to do?
Yeah.
Well, we call him Tweety Bird.
What?
So,
Ed said he calls me Tweety Bird.
Tweety Bird, okay.
Yeah. Just be careful of the major labels.
Okay.
Yeah. Be careful of the deals. It's a tough market right now, especially here. In some ways, a lot of things have really not changed. Well, you know, some of the artists that got really big, like Jimi Hendrix, what did he do? He went overseas, right?
Mm-hmm.
To break. It's a different mentality over there. They actually have a lot more four walls or, you know, concerts, live concerts than we do. The U.S. is almost, we've almost killed the market here. And with Warner Chappell, I'll be honest with you, I won't deal with anybody but Jan Cooper and in the South America office. I met some of the people in L.A., and it's not worth talking about.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you would think they'd be the same company, right? But it's
right.
Night and day. They don't even like talking to one another.
Wow. Yeah, it sounds like there's a lot of red tape.
A lot of what?
Red tape.
Yes.
Yeah, I think you pretty much have to read every little word in the contracts. But then you can also negotiate it, right?
Yeah, you can. And I will tell you, like, with even Warner Chappell, I think I've already mentioned that all those contracts that Jan brought back, they were redlined to the max. They did end up signing them. But they tried, and sometimes, like with Warner Chappell, they sent a boilerplate. And it had an older date on it. I'm like, okay, that's pretty obvious, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So even with that one, we marked it up quite a bit. You can, don't be afraid to counteroffer, you know. You really don't want a deal that's going to lock her down and tie her hands.
Is that kind of like what happened to Elvis back in the 60s with MGM?
Yeah.
Where he was tied into contracts for like 9 years where he couldn't do anything but movies.
Yes, that is true. And you look at the Beatles, I mean, Paul McCartney just got the rights after all these years to their own songs, you know.
Oh. You know what happened here?
What?
Well, Diane, They had the Beatles have all those songs with ATV in New York, and Michael Jackson came in and bought it, and he owned a whole Beatles catalog at that time, you know.
Yep.
And I think ATV, I don't know if that's under Sony now or what that is. I used to send them material, and that was one of the ones. It really ticked me off when it changed his hands because you lose your connections, you know. And I was getting someplace. That got shut down. And that's happened a lot. So, but, yeah, and that happened to Creedence Clearwater Revival.
Yes.
Bad contract. And that shut them down. They refused to play. So.
Yeah.
We got about 4 minutes left, people.
Oh, my. Well, I'm going to get out of here. It's been nice talking to you and everybody.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah, thanks, Ed, for calling.
I did think of a couple things I'll send you for Brant. And I've only know two ways that a person contacts there.
I'm interested.
Yeah, that's it. Pretty, they do all kinds of stuff there.
Thanks for joining us. Lynn, are you still here?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Is she playing out? Is she performing a lot?
She's performing a lot in Indianapolis, but not anywhere pretty much more than that except for Nashville, when we go into Nashville. But we're trying to look for bookings and things like that right now. So if anybody needs Jennifer to sing, let me know.
Or dance, right?
Yeah, she's quite the dancer, too.
Cool. Yeah, yeah. Pick and choose wisely. Always make it strategic.
Okay.
Don't just take anything. The market's really tough out there. You know, you got to choose your... And a lot of pay-to-play, which is very unfortunate. You can
yeah,
say
I don't believe in that play.
Yeah, I don't
play.
Like that either, personally.
Yeah, you could go broke. I refuse. In fact, I, you know, really stopped doing... I was doing a ton of performing, but it got so bad. I mean, I was like, at the end of the night, digging into my pocket, you know, pay the sound guy. I'm like, what am I doing? You know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think I don't know. I get that pay for play. I've had people ask me about that on the station. And, you know, everybody else is doing it, and I'm like, well, yeah, but I don't know.
Well, if more artists would stand up and say, no, I'm not going to do this, we had more saying no. Because, you know, I mean, people pay for entertainment. They pay for cable. They go to the movies. You know what I mean? And so entertainers deserve that chance to get paid for what they do. I mean, our instruments are not cheap. We spend hours practicing, you know, just lots of money and time promoting. So, I mean, I think we deserve to be paid. It's just the whole mentality of the industry here has gotten into the wrong place, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to have to, we're going to have to close down real quick. I'm going to be losing you four or five on there right now. Four.
Okay.
No problem.
Well, thank you so much for having me back on. Thanks for dialing in, Lynn. And do tag
me
on
Facebook.
Yeah,
thank you. Okay. Thanks, Mike.
Thank you, Lynn, for calling. And thanks, Ed, and thanks, Diane, and thanks, Rod, for calling in. And tonight's show was sponsored by Sarod, and thank you guys. I appreciate it. Have a great weekend. And well, everybody's dropping off. Okay. Thanks a lot. We hope you guys enjoyed the show tonight, and thanks to Diane, Rod, Ed, and Lynn for calling in. Hi, Jennifer.